and welcome to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brenninger. This is episode number 4 for the song Crazy You off of Prince's debut album, For You. Crazy You is the 4th track on the album, and it's a different song for Prince that we've heard thus far. The first track, For You, was a very short, like, introductory song, where it was just a cappella, multi-tracked vocals, and I discussed that in episode 1. The next two songs on the album, In Love and Soft and Wet, were very danceable songs, upbeat tempos, sexually charged lyrics with some innuendo mixed in there. Prince's first recorded attempts at using imagery, water imagery, as well as slipping some sexual innuendos by the censors and by radio stations. And then after those kind of danceable and disco-y tracks, we are treated to Crazy You, the 4th song. And Crazy You is a brief song. It's just over 2 minutes long, 2 minutes and 17 seconds to be exact. And it's a departure from what we've heard, as I mentioned. It's mostly acoustic. I think the original version of this, which was recorded in late 1977, was probably just Prince and his acoustic guitar strumming along, singing the lyrics. And then when he went back into the studio in early 1978, did some overdubs, some additional mixing, and really changed or added some embellishments to the recording. So sometimes there's these new agey type sounds just bubbling in the background. They may punctuate a line in the verse of the song, and sometimes they just might be in the background while he's singing. I don't know. They don't add a lot to the song for me. I could take them or leave them, but it was a production choice that was made. It'd be interesting to hear the unembellished version of this song. Interestingly enough, Crazy You was selected by Warner Brothers to be the flip side of the Uptown single, which didn't come out until 1980, as it was a song off of Prince's Dirty Mind album. Anybody who's familiar with the song Uptown or familiar with Dirty Mind, the entire record, knows that there's really nothing on that album that sounds like Crazy You. Got a Broken Heart Again probably comes the closest. There's two ways of looking at doing a single. You can, you know, the A side is going to be one way, and you can do a B side that is that's a complete 180 from in terms of sound. I think a good example of that would be 1999 that he did later. So the A-side was 1999, upbeat, danceable, pop hit. B-side was How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore, piano ballad, heartfelt lyrics, completely different songs. And that's kind of what this is too, with Uptown and Crazy You as the A and B-side. And the fact that it was taking off his debut instead of pulling from a song off of Dirty Mind or even from his eponymous album that was released the year prior is a intriguing decision, but it was the decision that was made nevertheless. That's just a little bit of, you know, just a little tidbit of information there. Doesn't really have anything to do with the lyrics, which I'm going to get to in a second. So Prince takes the singer-songwriter approach with this track. I do like the fact that it's here, it's there, it's gone. There's one verse, there's one chorus. Prince never repeats himself. He never says any of the lines over again. He doesn't repeat the name of the song, doesn't repeat the chorus at any point. As I already mentioned, it's a mere 2 minutes and 17 seconds long, so there's not a lot of time, extra time, for vocal embellishments or repetition. With the song title of Crazy You, I think implies that this is going to be a song about, you know, crazy love, a love that has kind of driven two people, or at least the singer of the song, a little bit mad. You know, you hear the term madly in love. That's kind of the same thing as saying crazy in love. So it's a word that's been used before to kind of describe a romance or a relationship that is has gone to that extreme level. Crazy can be considered negative. You know, the origin of the word implies negativity, like of not of sound mind. Somebody who doesn't have all their faculties, insanity. But when you're using that in conjunction with words like love and thinking about you and wanting to be with you, it softens the word crazy quite a bit. You don't have that same kind of negativity that surrounds it. At least I don't. You're not thinking when you're hearing the song that Prince is in love with this woman who's completely batshit crazy. You know, he needs to get out of this relationship with this woman before she kills him. That is, you don't get that feeling. But I did want to touch a little bit on what I consider a bit of darkness going on in the song that isn't quite, or maybe isn't quite so obvious upon first listen. So if I'm taking a look at the lyrics, the only verse goes like this. You have got a strange way about you, kinda crazy, but I love you just the same, because you, oh, you make me want to do, oh, everything. So he's telling this person he's singing the song to, we assume it's a woman, although he doesn't use a feminine pronoun at any point. He's singing it to quote-unquote you, so it's really saying to whoever is listening to it can put themselves in the shoes of you. Who knows who he was actually writing it about, if there was even anybody in particular he was writing the song about. But you have got a strange way about you, kind of crazy. So this person he's singing about maybe is a little off kilter, or you know, dances to the beat of their own drum, maybe a little bit of a free spirit, kind of crazy, but he loves him just the same. So whatever it is that causes Prince to say they're a bit strange and kind of crazy, it's not really thought of in a negative way by him, at least not in the verse. At least you don't get that impression yet, because you make me want to do everything. Everything, okay. All right, so Prince is down for whatever, it sounds like. So whatever this person is wanting Prince to try, whether that be skydiving or maybe a new position in bed, I don't know. Really, it's up to the whatever interpretation you want to take with it, because it's very vague. Everything can mean anything is essentially what that's saying. So it's very guarded. He's being very guarded in terms of what exactly this person, why this person is strange or crazy, and what this person is asking Prince to do. And then the only chorus, or the only time the chorus is sang, is just this one time after the verse. I'm just a crazy fool, lost in the world of love I get from crazy you. Oh, I'm so strung out, thinking about the crazy things you do. Crazy you. So this is why I take away a little bit of darkness from this song, is from the chorus. So Prince is now looking back at himself. So the verse is a song about the person the subject of the song, you. But then the chorus is self-reflecting. So he's talking about himself in the chorus. I'm just a crazy fool lost in the world of love. Okay, so that doesn't sound so bad. Just crazy in love, madly in love. Nothing really disturbing or upsetting about that line. So he's crazy fool lost in the world of love. He gets from crazy you. But this next one, which is kind of, it's my favorite line in the song, mainly because it does something unique, I think. Oh, I'm so strung out, thinking about the crazy things you do. Strung out. So there's kind of a term that you don't hear a lot when you're thinking of somebody who's madly in love or deeply in love with somebody. You don't hear too many people use the phrase, man, I'm strung out in love. Strung out is typically used to imply nervousness or apprehension, a little bit of tension. And yeah, typically it's also used when describing somebody who's under the influence, that they're strung out. Because sometimes whatever those drugs or whatever it is that the person is under the influence of, that's one of the side effects, or can be one of the side effects, feeling paranoia or apprehension or nervousness. So for Prince to use that phrase, strung out, when he's thinking about the crazy things you do, crazy you, it tells me a little bit that he's uneasy with this. So he's in love. He's already described that level of love that he's in with this person. He's just lost, completely lost in the world of love. But it causes him a little bit of angst. He's anxious about it, thinking about it. I don't know if it's because the subject of the song is maybe taking Prince places he wasn't prepared to go or wanting to go, but he's following along because he's in love and he really feels like he's obligated to, or if he wants to keep her, that he has to go along with whatever it is that this person wants him to do. I don't know. I don't know why he would be strung out thinking about her unless there was some, maybe a little bit of danger involved in her craziness. The song doesn't give a lot of clues, so we're left, as the listener, we're left to put the pieces together ourselves, and with only essentially 10 lines of lyrics, we don't have a lot to work with. But if it wasn't for that line, I would never have come up with anything besides just this being a little light love song about being crazy in love with somebody. But the strung out phrase, the fact that he uses the words strung out to describe his thought process when he's thinking about this person, definitely leads me to believe that he has some concerns. Yeah, he's along for the ride now, but will he be able to stay on this crazy trip that he's on? I don't know. I don't think he probably would. I think that a sequel to this song would maybe be a little darker, and it would probably describe the end of the relationship in one of those white hot until it crashes and burns. I don't know. That's just kind of what I'm taking away from it. I might be overthinking it. I might be taking too much of a look at that line and applying it to the whole song, as opposed to just being like maybe a throwaway line, maybe just like the way it sounded. But my take is that it's a little darker. There's a little darker undertone as a result of using that phrase And Prince is not completely sold on this relationship in spite of his declarations of being in love and lost in a world of love. The song ends with him just saying the words "crazy you" before then it fades out with his acoustic guitar riff. And it's a good song. I like it. Maybe some people think it's a bit slight due to its short runtime and one verse, one chorus structure. But as I mentioned at the beginning, I like the fact that it follows two very upbeat songs and shows the listener a different side of Prince and, you know, his versatility as a songwriter. I think I've said all that I wanted to say about Crazy You. As I mentioned, not a lot of lyrics, so there isn't a lot to touch on. But if you, the listener, have any additional feedback for me or any wanted to make any comments about this episode or previous episodes, I would welcome contact from any of you. I can be reached at my blog, which is pressrewind.net. My contact information is right there on my blog, pressrewind.net. Or you could reach me on Twitter. I have a Twitter presence. My Twitter handle is @BREINIJ. You've been listening to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brenninger. This has been episode number 4, covering Prince's song Crazy You off of his debut album For You. I wanted to thank everyone for listening, and the next episode, number 5, will be Just As Long As We're Together. Until next time, thank you very much. Goodbye.